Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the concept of the Gimel Averus Chamuros, the three cardinal sins. And these three, a person has a din of Yahareg Val Yavar. He's supposed to die and not be over the Averu, the one of these three Averus. Now this Daf is learned in Rosh Chodesh Adar, beginning of the month of Purim. And this concept of the Gimel Averus Chamuros teaches us a very big inyan regarding Purim. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches says that when Am Yisrael stood under Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain up over their heads and told them that they have to accept the Torah. V'im lav sham tekvur aschem. If they don't accept the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bury them under the mountain. Says the Gemara, Mikan moidor rabo lo raiso. Meaning, Am Yisrael have no excuse. They never accepted the Torah. They were forced to get the Torah. They were forced by Kadosh Baruch Hu to get the Torah. Says the Gemara, Hodo kiblu b'me'a Achashverosh. In the time of Achashverosh, they re-accepted the Torah. Tichtiv kimu v'kiblu, Ayehudin kibu ma shekiblu kvar. In the time of Achashverosh, we accepted the Torah again. The Shaila is what changed. Kadosh Baruch Hu forced them to get the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu kafa alem har kigigis. The mountain was over their heads. What happened in Purim that changed it? So I heard this idea from a Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal as follows. We just learned the idea of the Gimel Averus Chamuros. The halacha is a person has to kill himself and not to do the Aver. But what happens if one did not kill himself? A goy came to a yid, took out a gun, and said, you have to do every desire. And if not, I'm going to kill you. And the yid did not stand in his sayon, and he worshipped every desire. Do you punish the yid? Says the Rambam in Perek Hey Milchas Yisoy Da Torah Aloch Dalid, you don't punish him. Why not? Because at the end of the day, he was blindness. He was forced. He didn't do it. He was forced by somebody else. Someone forced him to do every desire. Yes, the din is that he was supposed to kill himself. But if he didn't kill himself, basically will not punish him. As Zog the Rambam there in Aloch Dalid. But later, Aloch Vov, two Alochas later, the Rambam says another thing. The same thing we have a din. The one cannot worship over the Zohar. One can also not heal himself with over the Zohar. If a doctor tells a yid that if he doesn't heal himself with over the Zohar, he will die. He must die and not heal himself. You're not allowed to use over the Zohar to heal yourself. Says the Rambam, if someone did heal himself, he will be nidon and be based in. Someone the doctors told him, if you don't take this medicine, you will die. He took the medicine which is over the Zohar and he healed himself. So then Beis Din will kill him. Beis Din will punish him because he did over the Zohar. So ask all the Achronim and the Rambam. It seems to be a stiro, seems to be a contradiction. And Allah Chadali says if a goy forces a yid to do over the Zohar and he did it, he's not punished for it. And Allah Chavavi says if someone is sick and he's forced because of the sickness to take a refuah over the Zohar, then he is punished for it. What's the difference between a goy who's forcing him or a sickness who's forcing him? So many, many answers were said on this. But the Sameach explains that the difference between the two things is that when a goy is forcing him to do over the Zohar, it's not him. He doesn't want to do it. The goy is doing it. The goy is forcing him. Yes, he should kill himself. But at the end of the day, if he didn't kill himself, so then it wasn't him. It was the goy. But when a person is sick and the sickness is causing him to heal himself, that's not an outside force. That's he himself. He doesn't want to be sick, so he's accepting every desire to heal himself. It's like the same way a person cannot say that his right hand forced his left hand to do something. A person can't say that because he's sick, the sickness forced him. That means he did it to himself. There's some ads. It's like a murderer who kills somebody else and he says, I just did it because I was very angry. I need to relax my anger. That's not an excuse. That means you did it yourself. So Yimele explained Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, and I believe he said that in one of the name of one of the Achronim, but I couldn't find the Achron that says it. So I'm associating it with my Rebbe. Kayadua, what changed before Purim and after Purim, is before Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael were, so to speak, two different entities. In order to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you went to Beis HaMikdosh, you had the Nevi'im, you had Urim V'Tumim, he had a presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you could approach. After Purim, what changed? it was revealed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. That in the Teva itself, in nature itself, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever Am Yisrael is, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. V'chol mokom shegalu shechina imoyim. They're together even without having any specific presence that you can approach. Wherever Am Yisrael is doing, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why the Megillas Esther, there's no Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Hashem is not mentioned. It's all Derech HaTeva. It's all regular, natural ways. So in Mele, that's what changed from before Purim and after Purim. Before Purim, Am Yisrael, when they were forced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mountain was over their head. It's a force that's coming from the outside. It's an outside entity forcing them. That's a hecher, that's an oinus. Kofalim ha'kegigis. They have moidor rabba lo raiso. They have a good excuse why they didn't get the Torah. But once it was revealed in Purim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through Am Yisrael, so we made it the same way the right hand cannot force the left hand, the same way a sickness by a person is not considered to be an outside force forcing him, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing Am Yisrael and putting the mountain over their head, it's not an outside forcing him, it's them themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael Echot. It's like the right hand forcing the left hand. So that's that oinus. Mimele. Hodokibloi me'achashveirosh. There's no excuse anymore that they received the Torah because, so to speak, they forced themselves. What changed in Purim was the perspective, was the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an outside entity, but he's part and parcel of Am Yisrael. And mimele, the force, is not really a force. And that's why Hodokibloi me'achashveirosh doik v'tishkach ke'advarim nifloim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.